Shalom. Today's Daf Yomi is Menachos Daf Kuf Beis Menachos 102. In today's Daf Yomi, the Gemara raises a question. We've established a principle called Omid Lusrof Nami Kusarof Dami, that something that is intended to be burnt, we view it as though it's already burnt. And if that's the case, that if we're going to view it something, a sacrificial entity that is waiting to be burnt, and we view it as though it's already burnt. If that's the case, the Gemara says, in the name of Rav Kahana, let's ask the following question about Nosar and Paraduma, about Nosar, which is meat that was expired beyond the time where it was allowed from sacrificial meat, and therefore becomes disqualified, or the Paraduma, or red heifer. We had said earlier, back on 101B, that those foods are able to be what's called Metamei Tumas Ochen. That means that they themselves become Tamei as food, and they could also impart their ritual impurity, their Tumah, into another entity. But if that's the case, if we're saying that anything that is ready to be burnt is like it's burnt, so since the Para Aduma is ready to be burnt, and also the Nosar is ready to be burnt, they are ready to be burnt. If that's the case, we should view them as though they're already burnt. And since we're viewing it as though it's virtually burnt, Afra ba'almaninu, therefore it's considered like it's just earth. And if that's the case, if it's considered like it's just earth, how are they going to be considered as though they're food, and thereby capable of conveying their tumah to another entity? So that's the question. If we really view it as though it's burnt, why is it able to become tumah from what's called tumas ochen? So the Gemara says, Amalei, Rav Kahana responds to Rav Ashi's question, and he says, yes, indeed, we should really theoretically have looked at the Para Aduma and the Nosar as though it was really just Afra Ba'amas, just it was ashes or earth in general. However, in this case, the reason why we consider it as though it is a case of Tumah, as though it's a case of ritual impurity, is because we say in this case, Chibas HaKodesh Mach Shartan. We say that the desire of a person to sanctify these items, that a person has a strong desire to say that the Para Aduma is sanctified and the Nosar is sanctified, we therefore say this important concept of Chibas HaKodesh, that this love for the holiness says that it's as though this item, even though this item is ready to be burnt, we view it as something sacred, and therefore it's on the same level as something that is food, and the item has importance or value to it, and so therefore it's like it's Hukshar L'Kabal Tumah, it's like it's prepared to receive the Tumah, and so therefore even though it is not technically food, and therefore we're going to say, we might have thought that it's not capable of imparting the Tumah to something else, because we're saying it's ready to be burnt, nevertheless, because it has this additional element of Chibas HaKodesh, of this desire for love, therefore we're going to view it as though it is able to convey Tumah to something else. And indeed, we're going to view it as Chibas HaKodesh Metara Machshartan, and therefore we view it as a holy element, and therefore it is not viewed as though it's something to be burnt, and so therefore it is able to convey and to impart the Tumah to another entity. In this context of Chibas HaKodesh Metara Machshartan, there is an interesting question which came before the Oneg Yom Tov, and the question was about a person who was a shochet, and the person who was a shochet, what happened was there was a man who was very careful with his karbanos, and this man who was very careful with his animals, and not karbanos, but he was careful with his animals to keep them separate from each other, and he didn't realize one time that he had given birth, his animals, his livestock had given birth to a firstborn animal. Normally speaking, that a firstborn animal he would sell. If there was an animal that was pregnant with a firstborn, he would have sold it off so he didn't own it before he gave birth. But in this case, what happened was he forgot to do that, and so then he hired a person to be in charge of caring for the animal until it would receive a blemish. And once it received the blemish, then he would be able to be used. But until it got the blemish, it was prohibited to have any benefit from it. So then what happened was, he hired somebody to take care of it. But then after he hired that person to take care of it, he forgot about it, and a new person came in, and the new person was unaware of the situation, and next thing you know, this animal had become mixed in with the other animals, and not only that, not only had it become mixed in with the other animals, to make matters worse, that after the animal had been slaughtered, the parchment of that animal, the skin had been sold to a scribe, and the scribe had turned that into taken that parchment and turned it into a Torah scroll, and he had written parts of the Torah scroll from that parchment. And not only that, not only did he write parts of the Torah scroll from that parchment, but he had also was unaware of which parts of the Torah scroll. He had got a whole bunch of parchment. He mixed in it. He didn't remember which parts of the parchment. And so now we have the point. We have the point is that if this animal is prohibited to derive any benefit from, now this animal has been mixed in with the parchment. And so therefore, since it was mixed in with the parchment, maybe the entire Torah should be prohibited to derive any benefit from it. So this question came to the Oneg Yom Tov, and the Oneg Yom Tov ruled explicitly that the parchment, even though it's possible, and we know that one of the pieces of the parchment had come from this animal, nevertheless, he cites our Gemara, and he says that it's permitted, because he says, even though we know that a Nosar and a Parah Duma are prohibited to derive any benefit from it, nevertheless, they're still capable of receiving Tuma, because we don't view it as though it's burnt. And the reason why that's the case is because we say chibas hakodesh machshartan, that the chiba of the kodesh is what prepares them for this status. Yet on kuf alef on mabez, we had said with respect to something like basar b'cholav, there we had said that the basar v'cholav, which is capable, also something that is prohibited to derive any benefit from it, that too is capable of receiving tumah and also imparting the tumah. And so we see from here that the obligation to bury something like basar v'cholav or this firstborn animal is not like something which must be burnt. It's a different obligation. And so therefore we say that under these circumstances, since it can impart tumah, so too it is not prohibited to derive benefit from any allowed the Torah scroll to be used.